expand on the short paragraphs and set up a blog where every Monday for 59 weeks I would tackle one of the fallacies, biases, or illusions that hinder our ability to think critically and make good judgments. I called the blog Unnatural Acts That Can Improve Your Thinking. I've collected those articles, rewrote them, and put them together in alphabetical order to create the Critical Thinker's Dictionary. In Unnatural Acts, I explain why critical thinking does not come naturally to us. Most of our evolutionary history did not require the kind of thinking we call critical thinking. We are not talking about thinking that makes criticisms. That kind of thinking comes all too naturally to us. We're talking about thinking that is reflective and self-conscious, that considers alternatives carefully, and that is more concerned with getting it right than with not getting it wrong. Critical thinking is unnatural. Our natural way of thinking is instinctive and intuitive, often driven by feelings and desires we are unaware of. I view unnatural acts as an antidote to Malcolm Gladwell's Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking. In Blink, Gladwell argues that intuition or quick judgments can be just as valuable as well-thought-out and time-consuming evaluations of data. In Unnatural Acts, I try to make the case that while intuition works well enough in many cases, for most important matters, there is a much better chance of making a fair and accurate judgment